Tune in for Cardinal baseball as the Redbirds take on Miami. Coverage begins at 6:20.
Follow the Cardinals all season long on WGIL.
Yeah, we're not far off from Railroad Days coming up next week. And, of course, the Train and Toy Show will be going on back at after a year hiatus back at T. Fleming Fieldhouse at Knox College. And another event going on in conjunction with the Train and Toy Show, which is just a great event during Railroad Days. But another event, a model car contest. Joining us to talk a little bit more, Mr. Barry Wehner. Barry, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom.
Well, thanks so much for coming in with us. I know you're going to be in again next week. You're going to be all over our airwaves. We'll talk more in particular about the Train and Toy Show coming up next week. But another event added to it because you didn't have enough to do already, right?
this thing got started. One of my good friends who's been big into model kits for decades and sold them and so forth, and they had a model contest show over in Peoria a month or so ago, and evidently he said something to the club over there that we, you know, it did. So they approached me and asked me if they could come here and have a contest. And I said, yes, I would, you know, promote anything that we could do to get people in the door, because there's a lot of people out there that build model kits, and, you know, it's a different deal and NASCAR and Hot Wheels and so forth. So we met and put something together, and we're trying to get it out there and promote it as we can. I think what the idea with them was to try to get new members. And anyway, that's kind of how it got started. So we're trying to get people to come bring their kit, anything that's 24 scale and up, to bring it. And I just said to promote it that I would give money, cash prizes for people. We're going to let the public make the decision. This one here is strictly the public's. They do have where the people judge them shows throughout the area and so forth. And I just, you know, try to get something different to promote people to come to Galesburg.
And this sounds like this is going to be kind of fun and something different than what we've had here before.
Correct.
Yeah. So the model has got to be plastic, but you get to pick the year, and the manufacturer, the type of build. It's open build. So is this something? Are they actually putting them together on site, or is this something you can already have?
It's already to bring.
It's already, okay.
Bring your model.
Okay.
Bring it in. Display it. The people will look at it and with who you think the best it is. And we're giving first, second, and third cash prizes away. Like I say, it's the first time. We'll see what happens. They've got four tables reserved for people to come. I got a few people that in the area that that build some die-cast stuff. And he's not entering it, but he's going to bring it over just to show to let the public show what you can do with die-cast.
Okay.
And that's and so forth. And, just hopefully it'll bring in some people in the door, and maybe in the future it'll be a bigger event.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
Absolutely.
See how it works out. It's a new ball game trying to set up. Show used to be set up at Sandberg. Show used to be set up at the high school. Can't have that anymore. So we got the field house. And it's going to be a challenge to get things set up for me.
Yeah.
Although I'm not under the gun. like I used to be out at the high school, we couldn't get in the field house until 5 o'clock on 8 o'clock on Friday morning, and try to set up 400 tables. this time we got a few more days to work.
Barry Wehner joining us here this morning. The Railroad Days Train and Toy Show, of course, coming up next weekend. But in particular, we're talking this morning about the model car contest. Well, that goes Saturday, June 26th from noon to 3. Setup will start at 9 o'clock. That'll go from 9 to noon. And then you'll be able to vote. You can walk in. You're going into the Train and Toy Show. Also take a look at the models and put your vote in for what you think is the best. Again, as Barry mentioned, cash prize, the best to show, $50. Second place, $30. Third place will take home $20. And again, people's choice will be voting. You get to vote on these. Sounds like really, Barry, were you ever one that was into putting together the model cars?
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I wish I had all my, there was a lot of kits that I never built. And you got to remember, I was in the 50s building them.
Mm-hmm.
And I see what the, I used to pay 69 cents for a model kit. I can remember the kits. And today, try to go out and buy one of those.
Yeah, yeah. They've got a little more expensive. Even when I was doing them, they were still pretty cheap. But I mean, Tyler and I talked about this earlier. I just didn't have the patience. I just wanted to get to the outside. I just wanted the body on and the wheels and tires right. on and get that. But all the little intricate things you had to put together, parts of the engine and all that, didn't have the patience for it.
And today, it's more complicated than that today, and how they can make dies and so forth.
Yeah.
I can't remember how many it was. I don't know if it still exists up in Milwaukee. There's a plastic model museum up there. And I took my box going back with Harry Grossman. We were going to train show in Milwaukee, and I took and sold all of my kits then. I thought I got a lot of money out of them back then.
Well, you got your money's worth what you paid anyway, right?
There was no question about that.
That's for sure.
But I probably, maybe I got taken in the deal I didn't know or not.
Barry Wehner joining us here this morning. The model car contest coming up Saturday, June 26th. This is part of the Train and Toy Show. That's going to be happening at T. Fleming Field House over at Knox College. And, obviously a year hiatus, and we'll talk more about this next week. But, this is something you weren't even totally sure was going to be able to happen until, about the last couple of weeks or so.
Although, right.
But you had to start kind of promoting it anyway, just in case.
It was a gamble.
Yeah.
I gambled a little bit to promote this show, and not knowing, whether we were going to be able to have it. Our governor kept the lid on us. And Knox, they wouldn't do it until the governor said we could open things up.
Yeah.
And the schools were a little bit under different deals than the public was. And like I say, it's up to every organization, business, what they want to do. People have come off with the mask, but so places are still requiring that the employees wear their mask and so forth. And like I say, I have been to a couple events this year, toy shows. I couldn't believe the audience that came out. Unbelievable.
Yeah, a lot of people they're glad to be able to get back out.
That's right.
Number one.
Right. And like I say, I went to, been over for the 1st of April. I went to a Chicago Train and Toy Show at St. Charles, and I couldn't believe the people were there.
Yeah.
People really wanted out. I mean, it was just amazing. And one thing that I saw there that I haven't ever seen, young couples out there with their bait, with their kids in their strollers. I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
And
just out to see something. And yeah. I think the really neat thing is that maybe you've found fans for life of these, because once you've seen the setups that people mm-hmm. have at these shows, it's such a cool thing. Whether it's your thing or not, it's so neat to see that, mm-hmm. bring so many people, and it's so interesting to see you. I want to come back next year and see it again. So hopefully mm-hmm. that's the case with a lot of people.
Yes.
Well, Barry, I want to mention this, and we'll talk more about it next week when we're talking more about the Train and Toy Show in particular. Obviously, a little change. You don't have the help you've had. Unfortunately, good friend Larry Anglin, friend of the show and friend here, and did a lot of work with this particular event. Unfortunately, Larry passed away fairly recently, and I know that was a shock to all of us. And I know he was obviously a big help in what yes. you're trying to do as well.
Well, like I said, trains were Larry's life,
yeah.
and I just didn't realize how much of a life it was for him, and because he hit the road, and he would do probably 35 shows a year,
wow.
putting the literature out. Well, there were not many shows this year, and I don't know the train people, be honest with you, and he was out there. He knew where people were, and I've had a lot of the vendors and so forth have come forth to help me. Because they're wanting, people to show up.
Yeah.
And like I say, it's an experience, and hopefully somewhere along the line I can find somebody to replace Larry.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting up there where I can't do it all.
Yeah, and no matter what, he'll be hard to replace.
I mean, yeah. There's no question
Absolutely.
About that.
Absolutely. Barry Wehner joining us. The model car contest again coming up. This will be Saturday, June 26th, T. Fleming Fieldhouse at Knox College during the Train and Toy Show. Got to be a plastic model. You get to pick the year, the manufacturer, the type of build that you've done. Could be some you've already done, but you just have to have it done ahead of time. It's a contest. The people are going to vote for. What scale did you say it has to be?
24th and up.
24th and up, okay.
Yeah, 18 scale. I mean, there are some scales inside that, and because we got some of those big trucks, I don't know exactly what scale model they are. Mm-hmm. And like I say, I just hope we get the word out. People bring their cars and appreciate it. And I've talked to one fellow here in town and that is going to bring his. He didn't know about it, but he called me about something, and I told him about it. Oh, yeah, bring my car down.
Yeah. Well, pass the word along. If you've done them as a kid, or you do them as an adult, or you know kids or adults that do them, let them know that this is going on. This is going to be a neat thing for everybody.
Yes, we've got it, promoting it on the website and trying to do as best we can. So,
all right. So once again, it's coming up on Saturday, June 26th, during the Toy and Train Show at T. Fleming Fieldhouse at Knox College, the Model Car Contest. And $50 for best in show, second place, 30, third place will take home $20, and it's a people's choice. You get to go in and vote on it from noon to 2:30. The show itself from noon to 3, set up from 9 to noon coming up. Barry, anything else we need to know about this in particular?
Not really. I think we've said as much as I possibly can. Just get the word out, that's all.
Absolutely. Of course, and then you'll be back a week from tomorrow. We'll talk in particular about the Train and Toy Show. Barry Wehner, thank you so much for your time. I always appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom, for having me.
It is.